Hello, it's Jan Parker, the horse sale manager at Billings Livestock. And again, quite the horse sale this past weekend at BLS with our fall special catalog sale. We featured performance horses and production offerings, along with a big loose horse offering. We welcomed a one-day total this past Saturday, both catalog and loose, 642 head. It was a solid market all the way through. We had a $40,000 top in the catalog. But again, the talk of the weekend is that loose horse trade. We had 382 head offered in that loose division. So that's as is, where is, how is. No rider, no speeches, no guarantees. And that loose prospect market continues its role at Billings with a $7,200 high on the loose. 11 brought 4,000 or better, 23, 3,000 or better, and 79 loose horses, $2,000 plus. Those processing horses held the 50 to 55 cent mark on the better horses. It continues solid and steady. So that loose trade at Billings sets the pace for the industry. And again, if you have loose horses to market, sell them at auction, bring them to Billings. Our next loose and catalog sale is the Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend. It's November 27th. Okay, back to that catalog. Top sale horse at $40,000, a really nice Palomino gelding. He was hipped 175X PK Shining Jewel, 6 years old. He was a genuine 007 bred gelding. He was offered by Henry Schellenberg, Granite, Saskatchewan, Canada. Rope either end, ride him outside. He came handsome and gentle. The top five in the catalog, $23,000. The top 100 at $7,233. Production offerings saw some nice 2021 babies, including a fancy set from North Country Quarter Horses in Fort Benton. Those wieners averaged $35.29. The next sale at Billings, November 27th. You can read all about it, see what's coming, and consign at BillingsLivestock.com. Come see us in Billings.